You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, possibly the most important match this weekend. Swansea third from bottom with 28 points. West Ham, five straight defeats now, plummeting towards the foot of the table. They are sixth from bottom with 33 points. And Slaven Bilic has been given the vote of confidence as well. And I was listening to Talk Sport the other day, and Dean Ashton said that that was something the hierarchy at West Ham had to do to boost Bilic's confidence. Do these former players never learn that the vote of confidence is a bad thing and not a good thing, Derek? Never works out.
I know. Every football fan knows that. Why don't these club owners and things? It's crazy. And no one would have tipped in about 3 weeks ago. We were looking for teams that might get caught on the glass mountain. Bournemouth, we suggested Burnley's form had fallen a little bit. No one tipped West Ham because they looked a comfortable mid-table side. In fact, it seems only like 4 or 5 months, they're weeks ago, that Bilic was saying that, you know, we're looking up for the top six, top eight or something. And that was realistic then. I don't know what's happened to them. The players seem to have lost all form. Bilic doesn't seem to know what he's doing. That said, I think odds against West Ham at home to Swansea is a fair price. You know, they went to Swansea on Boxing Day, 1-4-1, absolutely battered them there. And, you know, people going on talking up Swansea's revival under Paul Clements. Maybe so, but not away from home. I mean, they've lost to some ranked bad teams away from home recently. Bournemouth they've lost to. Hull they've lost to. Okay, Chelsea, no shame there. I don't see it away from home with Swansea. I think West Ham, let's face it, you know what, if West Ham played their best and Swansea played their best, West Ham would win easily. And the odds against their home, okay, their home form is not what it should be, but it's generally against the big teams West Ham come a cropper on home soil. Against the likes of Swansea, they'll get the job done. I think it's a fair price, this West Ham. I'm going in for them.
I always feel like Bilic is the sort of manager as well, Tom, that gets a response when he needs one. When Dimitri Payet was stirring the hornet's nest, they came back after Payet had left and went on that good run. And now they're in a similar sort of situation in terms of the adversity at the club, and they're in real danger of being relegated now. So if they're ever going to win a game for Bilic, it will be this weekend.
Well, it's probably got to be this weekend as well. I mean, Bilic has just cut a forlorn figure all season. You know, I referred to it earlier on in the campaign. You know, he's doing the punditry during the Euros, you know, for ITV, and everyone just sort of looked at him and just thought, well, this guy's brilliant. I mean, we got an insight into what he's like, you know, probably day to day at a training ground, and you think, you know, this guy's on, you know, he's going to be a really, really good manager and do great things at West Ham. But he's been undermined, you know, by a board that they just don't keep their mouth shut. You know, they're never off social media. And, you know, I understand about the vote of confidence, but the vote of confidence normally comes when a manager's not doing too well. And so that's why, inevitably, unless you can suddenly, miraculously turn it around, they normally end up losing their job not long after. And, you know, I don't know. West Ham have got her at a big crossroads. But when I look at Swansea, you know, Fernando Llorente has been such a big loss for them. You know, even in midweek, they could have scored more goals. They were putting in some decent service into the box. The kind of crosses that Llorente has been sort of gobbling up of late since Paul Clement came, and they haven't had the chance to do so. Away from home, Swansea have got to improve, because they go to West Ham, they've got Watford, Manchester United and Sunderland as their remaining away matches. So they've got to start picking up some points on the road if they're to get something. The incentive for them is huge, of course, because they know that Hull, I mean, we talked about Hull earlier, but you know, they have a tough match, and they could go to within, a couple of points of West Ham with a victory. So it's a massive game from West Ham's point of view, but from Swansea's point of view, but also from West Ham's. And, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything Derek said there. I can see sort of West Ham in this kind of situation, through a little bit of adversity as well, probably coming out on top. And there's nothing really in Swansea's away form to suggest they can be back. So, I'm with West Ham on this one, reluctantly probably, but I think West Ham are the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.